Welcome to the AGM. It is Woohoo. We've had an amazing year, so I hope that this morning, although it's a little bit of a formal meeting, actually we do get a sense of the joy of what God's been doing amongst us and how he's been doing things and where he's taking us. Tim is making his way round with the form. Anybody not signed in? Heather? Alan? I could just pop them down. Claire is taking minutes, so if anybody has bringing apologies from anybody else, now is your moment to slip them over to Claire before we get going. Right, let me pray then. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this church, and we pray that you would lead us through this time together, this annual moment, to remind ourselves what you've been doing and to look forward to the new year. And we just pray that as we do these formal business things, that we will have a real sense of your presence with us and what you're doing in and through our church. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Okay, so introduction and prayer, that was quick. Apologies. Has anybody got apologies for somebody else that they don't think have been passed on? No, that's brilliant. Minutes. Anybody who looked at the minutes, do you have a recollection that something isn't correct that you would like to amend? I'm really hoping that you might have said beforehand if you did. Okay. Rona, if you want to see one, and there's a couple on this table, maybe you could have a look at the one that share with Nick. I'm going to ask do we have to vote these as an accurate record? Okay, so would somebody like to propose that these, Bob would love to propose that they are an accurate record of last year's meeting. Would anybody like to second that? Mike, right at the back, Mike Hayes is going to second that. All of those who were actually here last year and would like to say that they recollect that as being an accurate record. Anybody voting against or abstaining? No, I think we'll go for unanimous then. Lovely. So that's the very simple thing. Okay, then we get onto the election side of things. If you have been looking at the paperwork before we started, you will see that our two church wardens from last year, we've got one offering to stand again. Heather is very kindly standing again as church warden, for which I'm immensely grateful. Woo! And I also have one other nomination. John, would you like to come and join me up here for a moment? Now, normally John is standing up here with a guitar. So he's standing without the guitar.
I feel bereft.
Do you? Okay. But John, you haven't been a member of All Saints that long, so I thought it might be good to just introduce you before we kind of vote and all that kind of stuff. So do you want to share a little bit about your Christian journey, how you got here?
Right. How long you got? What time's lunch?
5 minutes ago.
Okay, fine. I actually made my first commitment as a Christian at the age 12. The parish I was in had a church army mission. And those of you who are old enough, remember when you went to work and you clocked in. And they had a clocking in machine. I haven't got the card. I can't hold it up and say, here it is. It's got lost in time. But as with all these things, life is a bit of a roller coaster. And so it has been my journey of faith. There have been great highs and there have been great lows, where I reinvented the word phrase, time out with God. Where for a number of years I said, you go your way and I'll be here where I am. But the key thing is God always calls us back with a great sense of humour. When I started teaching, I'd gone off track a little bit. And I thought, being an RE teacher, I'd better go to the start of the education Sunday service. And God has got a wonderful sense of humour. I went the wrong week. So I had to go back the following week as well. And by that time, I was hooked again. But the key thing for me is that whatever I've been through, God has been there with me through it. And that's the key thing. Is that enough for the moment?
Yeah, that'll do. Thank you. So you kind of made a commitment at 12. You mentioned being a teacher. That was the day job, was it?
Day and night job. I taught for 39 years in a secondary school, 11 to 18, religious studies. I survived, even being part of the management team as well, which was interesting.
So that bodes well for surviving in the Church of England, if that's good.
Yeah, the rules in education aren't quite as archaic as in the Church of England. But what I found was 39 years of teaching equipped me in my previous church where I ran a community food larder. I didn't think 39 years of dealing with children would be the best education for dealing with adults in difficult situations, but it was.
Well, obviously, we've seen you with the guitar, so we know that you have an interest in music. Any other kind of interests you want to share with us?
My family will say I have two main passions. One is Gloucester rugby. Thank you! I'll try that again. One is Gloucester rugby. Yes. And Manchester United, but that's more of a millstone at the moment. And the other is Doctor Who. I have watched Doctor Who since the very first episode, 23rd of November, 1963. My family think I'm nuts. Pardon, was that a yes? but I just love the ideas within it. And they grapple with great ideas and difficulties. I'm just going to indulge, if I may. Recently, we had Natalie preaching about Galatians, about being free. And there's one episode, Vengeance in Varos, with Prison Planet. They're all released, and they look at each other and they say, we're free. What do we do now? And those are interesting questions.
Interesting. Okay, thank you. So, John and Heather are both standing. Can you remember who proposed you? I feel like it might have been David.
It was David and Roger.
Seconded Roger Arnett. Heather, you. I can't remember who proposed you, but can you? Okay, brilliant. So all those who would like to vote in favour of putting forward John and Heather as our church wardens, they will actually not be formally elected until the church APCM, which is on the 1st of April, but this meeting needs to propose them forward to that meeting. So all of you in favour of them going forward as our reps. Fabulous. Everyone's super keen. That's a definite. Brilliant. Well done. Thank you. Fantastic. Now, I haven't had, Tim, have you had any last-minute applications for Deanery Synod? Me neither. So David Williams is very kindly carrying on as our Deanery Synod rep, but we do have a vacancy. So should somebody suddenly be overwhelmed with desire to join that during the year, feel free to come and have a word with me. But at the moment, we still have a vacancy for that. We have three people, our representation on the Swanage Team PCC. So we've got two vacancies. Jill Kaiser is continuing. And we've got Roger Arnett and Ro Clark standing. Ro, do you want to wave? I expect most people know who you are. Roger is not here, but he's a member of our 8 o'clock, and I think most of you know who he is as well. So they are also standing. So at the moment, there's no fight for places there, so I'm guessing that you're all very comfortable with them going forward as our PCC representatives. But should we just show our hands if we'd like to support them, just as a mark of... Yes, that sounds very enthusiastic. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Fabulous. So those are the people that we're putting forward for that. On the All Saints Committee, over the last couple of years, we've had two people who were just members of that committee and not PCC members or Deanery Synod members or church wardens. Roger was on the PCC last year, but he has decided that's not the right place for him to serve. But we felt it was important to keep him on the committee because he was the only person really representing the 8 o'clock congregation. So we have decided that we're going to make sure that there's always a representative from the 8 o'clock on that committee. So I've asked him to stand for that committee. And Roger, who do we have proposing and seconding you?
Jane.
Brilliant. Thank you. So all those who are in favour of Roger being appointed as an 8 o'clock representative for the All Saints Committee, could I invite you to show your hands? Thank you. Brilliant. Fabulous. Tim, anything else I need to have done in that bit that you, or anybody else who knows the rules better? I have got them on pieces of paper. I need to give them to Claire. Yes. I just left them on my desk. But yes, they will be there. Fabulous. Thank you very much. So I think going forward, we've got a great team to represent us both as a church internally and kind of in the wider team. But do look and see who the people are, because if you've got opinions that you'd like to share, it's good for you to share them, and we always need to know what everybody's thinking. So we will get everybody up the front and pray for them in the coming weeks after the actual APCM. But do note who the people are, and if you've got things that we need to hear as a wider church, please make sure that you talk to those people. Alan, yes?
Is it possible to have
the minutes? They're up on the board at the back there. Over there. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, they're up there. So if you want to see what we talk about in the committee, they're up on the wall over there that you can see. We don't record every single detail. They're more action minutes because the All Saints Committee is more of an informal committee rather than a subcommittee of the actual PCC where we take more formal minutes. So you won't get every word said. They're not those kind of minutes, but they will tell you the gist of what we were talking about and what actions we decided. Okay. So that's who we will be from the APCM. Will be, that's the makeup of the committee that we'll have. Okay. Right. Now we get on to the important bit. There are so many people that we need to say thank you to in this church. I know whenever Tim does rotas, he's always amazed how many people he needs to talk to. And it's just wonderful what a great church we are in terms of getting involved and playing our different roles. Church only works because we're all doing it together. And this is our church. It's not mine. It's definitely ours. God has called us all to be part of this community. And I really want to thank each and every one of you for all you do, whether it's reading in a service or leading prayers or quietly mowing the lawn during the week or washing tablecloths or phoning round to see how people are, whether it's making soup on a Thursday for coffee pot or going to a meeting to find out what's going on in a different part of our church. There are so many different things that people do, and we are so grateful for each and everything that people do to make this church run smoothly. Can I just ask you all to give yourselves a big clap? Think of somebody else that you're clapping if you like that. Thank you. Now, there are a few specific people that we need who are stepping down that we need to publicly thank. So Barbara Jackson, who was our other Deanery Synod representative, she's not driving now, and so she's not able to go to the meeting, so she felt it was inappropriate to carry on in that role. But if we can formally note our thanks to her for being part of that. And also to those who've stepped down from the PCC this year. Roger, as we've mentioned, is going to continue on the All Saints Committee, and Lizzie Morton has also stepped down. So we're very grateful to them. I don't think Roger's carrying on, so that's great. So a great thanks to those. But there are also a few people who have things that they do and need an extra special thanks. The first one of those, who she probably will be really embarrassed that I'm going to call her out, is Jane for looking after the 8 o'clock service. Jane is amazing at keeping the 8 o'clock on the road. I'm not a great morning person, as the 8 o'clock community congregation know, so I kind of slip in at the end, and Jane has organised everything. She doesn't do everything, but she organises everyone to do everything, and she's really good at following up individuals and making sure that we care for people. And also, Jane and Heather are going into one of our care homes, about two of the care homes now, so great job at being hands and feet of Jesus in everyday ways. The second person I'd really like to mention is actually Claire over here. Sorry, Claire. Claire took on safeguarding, which is a big job. And I think as she's sort of taken it on, she's realizing just how big a job it is. But she's always cheerfully kind of working her way through it bit by bit. So can I just say, Claire, thank you to you. Can we give her a clap? Yes, safeguarding is one of those things that no one's going, yes, bring it on to me, but actually it's so important and it's great to have someone with commitment doing that. Then, of course, I can't possibly not thank Heather and also Tim. So, Heather, thank you so much for all that you do. Heather pours herself out for this church. She's not only the church warden, but also does all the bookings for the hall and organises all those details. There are so many things that go on in the background, from making sure the heating's on at the right time, managing the diary. We did a bit of a change how we did it this year. So it's a bit more complicated for Heather. So just lots of different things that she does behind the scenes. So huge thanks to Heather for what she does. And then, of course, we do need to say thank you to Tim. Come on down. Something in the card as well. We don't quite have time to go through all the things that Tim does actually do. And he's hoping that he's going to stop some of them. We'll see if that happens. But we're really grateful, Tim, for the way that you faithfully and continually pour yourself out in love for this church. So thank you so much. And we hope you have a rest. Margaret is not with us today, but she is the other person who I really wanted to thank. So I will give her something on our behalf when she's back from her trip away. She's over on a Keswick in Devon conference this week. So that's great that she's able to have that refreshment there. But she has poured herself out too, particularly for the 8 o'clock congregation. And we're really grateful to the way that she serves us as a community. Obviously, is for her, this has been the most extraordinary, difficult couple of months, and I know that we will all want to stand alongside her and continue to look for ways to support her as she tries to navigate the new stage of life that she's gone into. So I know if any of you think you could invite her around for a meal or that kind of thing, those are the hard moments, I think, when you suddenly find yourself bereaved. So do think of her as time goes on and she tries to work out how to move on without Stephen. So, the reports. We tried to write fairly comprehensive reports of what's been going on, the different things that have been going on in the community. I don't know if anybody has got a question that they wanted to ask. Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you. It was definitely a joint effort. Tim kicked it off, and then I added a bit, and Heather made a few comments, and we went backwards and forwards three times. And then, obviously, the individual reports were made by different people. So thank you for all of those who contributed. If you haven't had a chance to read them, do go away and read them, because there are lots of interesting things. Michael. That will be covered in the APCM because that's a central thing. All the money, as you know, is central. So we don't cover that in this meeting at all. We do. So our mission tithe is the money that comes, that this congregation gives regularly through the parish giving scheme, which if you don't use yet, I encourage you to discover. It's a great scheme. And that money we then tithe on to charities, to four of our mission partners, and the details of that are in the reports. But all other finance stuff we are going to deal with at the APCM. So we will circulate those full financial reports and the official charities report that we have to submit to the charity commissioners for that APCM, and that will have all that detail in. So sorry, those questions are going to have to wait till then. Any non-finance questions? That's why this meeting's so much more fun. I didn't say that out loud. Right, okay. In that case, I thought it would be fun to have a little bit of a visual review of the year. So I've just put together some slides of different things that have happened in the All Saints' life. Thank you particularly to Megan for taking photos through the year, for other people who have sent things in for me. But let's just watch and see if any of these things trigger some good memories for you. So, a little snapshot of some of the things that happened last year. I didn't specifically get a picture of the new screens, which is obviously another particularly different thing, but obviously you're looking at them all the time, so you can see that yourselves. But a particular thanks to Mike for managing that huge programme of AV upgrade. It was an amazing piece of work, and having to juggle it around the Gainsborough thing as well was particularly awkward, so thank you, Mike, for that. So, looking ahead, very briefly, our verse for the year, keep in step with the Spirit. And that's been our call already as we've been looking at the book of Galatians and trying to see what it means to be led by the Spirit and that freedom that Christ has given us. What are we free to do? What are we free to be? Where is God calling us on? Now, hopefully we can work together to discover that, to hear the Spirit leading us. We're going to probably be focusing on that in our teaching a bit more as we go forward. And also we've got another prayer room lined up for us. We're going to do it in Holy Week this time. So the beginning of Holy Week, we'll do 24 hours overnight on Monday and then on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. But you might want to note that in your mind. We'll send out more information. excuse me. But yes, great opportunity to come together and seek God's face, find out what it means to keep in step with his Spirit. And as we go into the coming year, I'm very conscious myself that one of the last things Stephen Williams said in one of our church prayer meetings was, we really need to pray more. And I have left with those words slightly resonating in my ears. So let me encourage you to hear that as we go on into this year and seek God together. And finally, just that we get better at this, at making Jesus known as a church. That's always our call, isn't it? That we don't just keep Jesus to ourselves, but we break out of the building. We take him out into the streets, into our neighbourhood, into our families, our friends, our workplaces, whatever, and invite people to come and hear more, but also to take Jesus out there. So I think that's our overall call. And I will be looking to hear from you as well to work out how we can do that better and more effectively as we move on into the year. So that's all from me. Anything that you want to say, Tim or Heather? Yes.
Could I just say something practical to start with? At the end, all the table, we need to put all the tables back in the cupboard, except these little low ones. They can stay over there. So if people could stay and help with that would be really great. We won't have to do it all ourselves. We were without a vicar, if you remember, for 3 whole years, and it is a great privilege to have Joe leading us, and I would like to propose a vote of thanks for all that Joe has done over the past year. All those things that we were seeing on the screen, all those things have to be masterminded, planned, prayed about, prayed through. And Joe's done a huge amount of work in running the church and giving us a spiritual lead as well. And so I want to propose a vote of thanks, and I'm sure Heather might like to.
Yes, well, what he said, really. yes, just a very big thank you to Jo for everything that she does, all the things that we see and all the things that we don't see behind the scenes, which enable us to be such a great church and will continue to be so. So thank you very much, Jo.
It is a joy. I rejoice every day that I came to join you. So thank you so much for welcoming me. Does anybody have any other things that we need to talk about or any other questions that haven't come up already? Thank you, Adeline. Yay! Great job. Brilliant. So we're going to finish off by singing, To God Be the Glory. That's who we need to praise most of all this morning. So